Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
This podcast may contain adult themes, strong language, and stupid health advice. Listener discretion is advised.
Ho, 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 bitches, and welcome to In Bad Taste, where we cast a critical eye of health documentaries and the claims they make. Clearly, I'm not taking myself very seriously. I'm your host, registered nutritionist Pixie Turner.
And I'm cardiothoracic surgeon Dr. Nikki Stamp. Now, as promised, we are sliding down your chimney and leaving presents under your tree with a special bonus Christmas episode. Oh, double entendres. This isn't Game Changers. We're not making, you know, dirty double entendre jokes around. No, we are. Anyway, we're going to leave you some Christmas presents under your tree because this year you have been good by listening to us instead of watching these awful films.
Absolutely, because if you're listening to this, you have made our nice list. So we're going to...
Oh, yes, well done.
Everyone, by sharing our naughty list of all the people who deserve a lump of coal for their efforts to dupe, confuse, and endanger you.
Correct. For our 9 lucky... Lucky? Are they lucky? Maybe not. I don't know. Well, lucky award winners anyway. We're going to review the year that was in health documentaries and tell us who was the worst celebrity seen in a health documentary and who made the most dangerous claim.
But it's not just us who are deciding the fate of our winners, or perhaps more appropriately, our losers. We reached out to you, our lovely people who listen, to help us decide which film was by far and away the worst out of all the utter garbage that we watched, because we couldn't decide since we suffered through them all and we're still trying very hard to recover. And so, without further ado, let's get started on the very first annual In Bad Taste Awards for Gross Underachievement in Health Documentaries.
Oh, goodness. Okay, well, let's get started with, I think, I don't think it's an unsurprising category because celebrities are known to go off-piste. Like, they do some stupid shit, right? You know, there's entire industries dedicated to the observation of celebrities doing dumb celebrity stuff. So our first category is worst performance by a celebrity in a health documentary.
What is that I can hear in the background?
Can you hear Harry? That's Harry meowing.
I forgot. Aww. Sweetheart. I forgot to close the door. Sweetheart, just shush. So
our very dubious nominees are Steve-O of Jackass fame in What the Health.
Boo.
Gwyneth Paltrow in The Goop Lab, also boo.
Boo.
Arnold Schwarzenegger in The Game Changers.
Stay in your lane.
Bill Clinton popped up twice. Bill Clinton for The Game Changers and Fed Up.
Oh, Pixie, my God, shut up and fade into the background.
Yeah, let your very intelligent wife have the spotlight for a moment, for God's sakes. So our winner is Jingle Bells.
Drum roll.
Jingle Bells, drum roll.
Gwyneth Paltrow!
Yeah! Gwyneth Paltrow was once known for performing in films and television, but has since parlayed her fame into making stupid documentaries and a multi-billion dollar crook industry. Thanks, Gwyneth.
Oh, thanks, Gwyneth. Thanks especially for your vagina candles, your jade eggs, and all the other shite that you think people should shove up their bits.
Oh, and also the fact that it's really expensive and completely inaccessible to like everybody. That's not cool.
So what we're essentially saying here is well deserved, Gwyneth Paltrow. Well deserved.
Very well deserved. I mean, look, to be honest, you know, she really ran away with it because the other people, the other celebrities in that we saw in these documentaries popped up here and there and, you know, they didn't really, you know, create an entire multi-million dollar company to dupe and confuse us. Gwyneth Paltrow really just, you know, she took it to the next level basically. So she is a very deserving, shameful winner of our very first award. Well done, Gwyneth.
Well done, Gwyneth. We'll send it to you in the post.
Oh, what would the award look like? I didn't think about this.
A cactus.
That was much nicer than what I was going to say.
What were you going to say?
Have you seen Billy Madison, the movie with Adam Sandler?
I haven't.
Oh my gosh, you are 100% missing out. They basically leave bags of dog poo on people's doorsteps and set them on fire so that you have to stomp on the dog poo.
That is such a good idea. Just literally stand, dog shit, flame, enjoy. Flambé. Oh dear, we've put too much thought into this. Okay, to the next category. Our next category is...
Oh, this is your favourite.
My absolute favourite. Worst performance by a doctor in a health documentary. Our nominees for this category. Bearing in mind, of course, please note that Andrew Wakefield is ineligible for this category since he is no longer a doctor. Fuck you. So, with that in mind, our nominees are... Dr. Dean Ornish in The Game Changers. Dr. Caldwell Esselstyn in The Game Changers and What the Health.
Ugh.
Dr. Max Gerson in The Gerson Miracle. Dr. Robert Lustig in Fed Up. The cast of The Doctors in Vaxxed. And the same sounding and same looking old white man doctors in What the Health.
There were so many of them.
And our winner is...
Any doctor who appeared in Vaxxed.
Absolutely. They all deserve this award because they are all an absolute insult to the profession for simply appearing in that at all.
Yes, on behalf of doctors everywhere, they're not with us. They can't sit with us. They were atrocious. That film was, I think, a very big low point of our series. I think that's fair to say.
Yeah.
For multiple reasons. And I think... the reason that it was it's obviously a low point in usual times, but I think at the moment, given the situation in the world, it stung a little bit more for me.
Oh, I would absolutely agree with that. It was painful to watch that. It would have been painful anyway, but especially painful because at that time we were all waiting for the wonderful vaccine that is now available in the UK.
Mm-hmm.
I don't have it yet, but I will be getting it as soon as I possibly can.
Yeah, same. Shoot me up.
All I want for Christmas is for someone to inject some mRNA into my arm.
Oh, and just in case anyone's wondering, mRNA vaccine, very safe, hasn't been rushed, and does not screw with your DNA, you know, down with COVID. Woo. Anyway, that was our public health announcement for the day. Let's move on to our next category. Now, the winner in this was a difficult one to decide. The winner was hard to decide because this category is the most ridiculous claim made in a health documentary. And given that we produce, how many episodes did we make in the end?
A lot. 30?
Okay, so given that we made 30 episodes on all of the dodginess that came across in health documentaries about the ridiculous claims that they make, picking one winner was not easy, not at all easy. But here are our nominees. Eggs equals cigarettes in What the Health.
Boo.
Butt coffee is relaxing in The Gerson Miracle.
Lol.
People on food stamps can afford essential oils. Doctor in inverted commas. Z in unwell.
Offensive lies.
Offensive lies. That guy still just grinds my gears. Vegan boners are better. The game changes.
Lol.
Energy healing is healing. That was from the Goop Lab. And the winner is...
Eggs equals cigarettes! Yay! I mean, for me, this was my winner.
Yep.
I mean, this is probably the most angry that I have been on the podcast is when I was yelling about this ridiculous claim that eggs equal cigarettes. I think that is the point where I was at my maximum anger, at least in the parts that we recorded.
It's interesting because it's been such a pervasive thing that people have taken away from that documentary, because if you've listened to the episodes, I'm sure you would have heard us say that us reviewing What the Health was really, really highly requested. And so many people asked for that film, not by What the Health, asked for it by calling it the one where eggs equal cigarettes, or eggs are as bad as cigarettes. So that messaging has really just gotten out there and really stuck in the minds of people. And, you know, it's not only is it wrong, I personally find it kind of offensive, because I rant on about this, I think, in the episode as well. Because cigarettes are a genuine health risk. Eggs are tasty. Eggs are really tasty. And they're also good for you. So, yeah, I agree. I think this was a really stupid one. But as you heard, there was a lot to choose from.
Yeah, it was by no means an easy winner, but it was my winner, for sure. Because fuck that documentary. It's a piece of shit.
Yeah, you say that because you had to watch it twice. I've only seen it once.
Oh, God. Moving on.
So we're going to have to do this all again. You know that. Like, we've got a whole bunch of other films to watch.
Oh, boy. Moving on to, we've had the most ridiculous claim, and now it's time for the most dangerous claim made in a health documentary. This is the more serious stuff that really genuinely can actually lead to various, very serious outcomes, namely death, primarily. So our nominees are Gerson therapy cures cancer from The Gerson Miracle. No, it doesn't. Vaccines cause autism from Vaxxed.
No, they don't.
Bee venom therapy is entirely safe from Unwell.
Wrong.
Prolonged water fasting cures diabetes and cancer from Unwell.
No, it doesn't.
And veganism cures thyroid cancer from What the Health. The winner is...
all of them. We chickened out. We couldn't pick one. They're all ridiculous. They're dangerous. They're harmful. They're potentially deadly. Well, they're not just potentially deadly. All of these things have resulted in the death of someone following that advice at some point in the world, in the timeline of the existence of these stupid therapies. So no, they're all ridiculous. They're all disgusting. The fact that these films were available and, you know, sharing this information, I think, is incredibly irresponsible. Like, just no, go away.
I mean, I couldn't agree more. You're absolutely right. I love this category. Go on.
This is the best category. I think this is the best category. Do you know why I think this is the best category? Is because it doesn't make us angry.
Yeah, it just makes us despair slightly at the state of humanity.
This category is the most bizarre character appearing in a health documentary. And holy shit, there were a few to choose from there as well. The nominees are JJ, aka Breast Milk Bro, in Unwell. So this was the guy, just a reminder, this was the guy who was dealing in black market breast milk from Facebook predominantly to increase his gains in the gym. And went and had like a dealer meeting with some poor woman who was selling her breast milk. Kip Anderson, also known as the guy who harassed a whole bunch of charities and didn't know that sausages were processed meat. No idea where he thought they came from What the Health. James Battle Ropes Wilkes in The Game Changers. Charlotte Gerson, who, honest to God, that woman is batshit crazy, from The Gerson Miracle. Howard was mother's milk aficionado, and the fact that he kept saying mother's milk, referring to breast milk.
It still makes me feel really unwell.
Unwell,
pun intended.
Oh, it makes me very unwell. And finally, bringing up the rear, John Amaral, the energy healer in the Goop Lab. This is the guy who thinks that he could induce healing convulsions just by waving his hands above your body on a massage table. And so the winner is...
it's obviously JJ. What the fuck, JJ? You're such a creepy guy. The biggest creepy energy imaginable. So many creepy things. If I were in the same room as him, I would call the fucking police because I'd be stressed the fuck out that he was going to kill me.
Well, no, you'd be right as long as you're not lactating.
Oh, JJ.
But that, I mean, what a just a hodgepodge of bizarre humans. Like, I don't even know what to say anymore. They are just so off the planet crazy, these guys. And I think that the thing that they all had in common is that we were just looking at them and going, you're what? Or like JJ, just like, ew, give me the creep, skin crawling creepiness, like just ugh. No. But JJ, Jesus Christ, man, I would love to know where JJ is these days.
Oh, I would too. Is he still drinking breast milk?
Mother's milk. I'd love to. Did he reach his aesthetic goals? Is he ripped, stacked, jacked? Shredded.
Someone find his Instagram and let us know.
Oh, please. Oh my god. That is a challenge.
If it's private, it's private. But if it's public, I want to know too.
Well, I know what I'll be doing tonight.
From the creepy energy to the actual award that's really worth winning. And this is the best performance by a healthcare professional in a documentary. Genuinely the best. Not like Gwyneth Paltrow worst, not like Doctors and Vax worst, but like actual best. Mm-hmm. And our nominees are Dr. Stephen Novella in Unwell.
Woo-woo-woo-woo.
Go Stephen. Who did a lot of great debunking of bee venom therapy. Mm-hmm. Well done him. Dr. Joyce Spall's PhD, more commonly known as, I used to think that was impressive too, lady. Amazing. From Unwell. Christy Harrison, registered dietitian in Unwell.
Oh,
beautiful debunking of fasting and speaking about intuitive eating. We love her.
Good job.
And Dr. Robert Ratner from the American Diabetes Association, the poor guy who was harassed in What the Health.
Do you know, he is a gladiator amongst men. He tried to win the fight. Full respect to him.
Yeah.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
And our winner is
Dr. Stephen Novella. I mean, obviously. Yay. Not obviously. I don't think we should downplay the role that these other people played. They did an awesome job, but you probably heard us when we talked about that episode and what a brilliant job he did. And we basically fangirled, let's be honest. But yes, he was succinct. He was respectable. He was knowledgeable. He was all of the things, and he took down bee venom just, you know, he did the damn thing. He was so, so, so good. But they all did an amazing, amazing job. And, you know, I nearly put my call in for Robert Ratner, who was the guy, as you mentioned, in What the Health, who tried really hard to give an interview to Kip to kind of get him to see what is actually up in the world of diabetes, and ended up kicking Kip out of his office. You know, that was valiant. You know, I think, you know, well done. Some sort of medal for bravery.
Absolutely, because that is not an easy thing to do. And you could just see the light go out of his eyes as he realized what he was doing and how fruitless it was. And I mean, I really felt for him in that moment because I know what that feels like.
Yeah, it's not good. It's not good. Yeah. Big fail, by the way, to the media people who let him do that interview, if you're listening. Bad dogs. Okay. This is a dubious honour, I think this one would be called. This next category is the award to the health documentary that nearly does a good job.
Emphasis on the word nearly.
Nearly, yeah. So you didn't completely drop the ball, but you didn't get there either. We only have two nominees for this category, unsurprisingly, because everything sucked.
I'm surprised we have that many, to be honest.
Our first nominee is the ayahuasca episode from Unwell. And our second nominee, and I cannot believe for the life of me that I'm saying this, I'm woefully embarrassed, it is the Goop Lab discussing female sexuality. But I think that's unfair. I think that the award should go to Betty in the Goop Lab episode on female sexuality. Rest in peace. And the winner is...
it's the female sexuality episode from the Goop Lab. I mean, to be fair, we didn't really want to declare a winner for this because even these good ones were not great. And we feel kind of icky about giving Goop a positive award in any sense because the dangerous and the misleading and the ridiculous far outweighs any possible benefit that the Goop Lab could have. Mm-hmm. But we need to be honest, it wasn't half bad.
Yeah. And I think we need to distinguish ourselves from these documentaries who take a blanket approach to whatever it is that they're arguing against and just say, you know, sugar is bad or whatever, meat is bad, et cetera, et cetera, because the world is full of nuance. And we're going to lead by example and demonstrate some nuance in our assessment of these films and say, female sexuality episode, not awful. Not awful. How is that good? Is the bar that low?
It really is. The bar is that low. And so we come to our final award, the People's Choice Award for the Worst Health Documentary. Now, this isn't the worst health documentary of all time. This is the worst health documentary out of the ones that we reviewed and discussed in 2020. Mm-hmm. Now, we took to Instagram and asked you to vote for your choice, and there were literally thousands of votes cast. Mm-hmm. So thank you so much to everybody who voted in this. It was very interesting watching the results. And so, without further ado, our nominees are The Game Changers, Unwell, The Gerson Miracle, What the Health, Vaxxed, The Goop Lab, and Fed Up. And so, your winner, not necessarily our winner, but your winner is...
it's the Goop Lab.
Yay!
Congratulations, Gwyneth. You have taken home three awards, one dubiously okay, and the other two a great big fail. The Goop Lab won, and I'm going to say it, thank you for your votes, but I was kind of disappointed. I was sad.
I was surprised.
Yeah.
I was surprised. I was not expecting the Goop Lab to win. I really thought the winner would be What the Health. I really did.
Yeah. Yeah. I thought it would be What the Health also because, you know, as we already said, it was a really highly requested film for us to watch because I think even though some of their messages escaped and permeated the population, I think the reason that people asked for it a lot was that it kind of got people's bullshit meters up. Like it was, you know, it was weird and people knew it was weird and wanted us to explain exactly why it was weird. So, I thought that could have got, I thought Vaxxed might have gotten up because I think a lot of people who would listen to us would tend to be aware of the limitations of, you know, the public health messaging around vaccinations and how those kinds of, you know, documentaries or those kinds of messages are problematic, particularly in the current environment. But yeah, the Goop Lab winning, I feel like it won because of Gwyneth. And, you know, and I think that really goes to why Goop and the Goop Lab has been so successful because we see a celebrity who's attractive, successful. We like her work, you know, in the various films that she's been in. She won an Oscar in a dress that I just cannot get on board with even after all these years. I'm sorry, I just can't. I just think it didn't fit her well. And, you know, all of those things serve to give her more popularity and more authority than she deserves and more reach. So I wish someone else had won, but this is the People's Choice Award. I respect your decision.
Yes, well, we have no choice. And, you know, I think you've highlighted some very good reasons why the Goop Lab was a possible winner. I think also it's probably the most entertaining one to watch.
Yes, it was well made. Yep.
Yeah, it was well made. It was probably, you know, it was watched by millions of people. Mm-hmm. And I think it was easy watching in a sense, mm-hmm. whereas some of the others, like the Gerson Miracle, is painful. The Vaxxed is just torture to get through. Even like What the Health is a bit like, it just feels a bit dodgy. But yeah. The Goop Lab is just, I mean, it's just ridiculous. And it's actually a relatively enjoyable experience to watch. It's not terrible. Yeah. So maybe that's partly why as well.
Yeah. And there's a season two coming.
Oh God, yeah, there's a season two coming. And you can absolutely bet that we will cover that when it's out.
Damn straight. We're coming for it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I'm wondering, Nikki, for you, what was your favorite moment from this year of recording with Moi?
That is a good question. I feel like the best moments have been the moments that we absolutely cannot air. Oh my God. I mean, we give you outtakes. When I say we give you outtakes, Pixie picks the outtakes, but sometimes we go way off track. Sometimes we talk about completely random things, completely unrelated to this. And I think we did give you one accidental, really big swear word this year, didn't we?
Yes, I did bleep it out, but it was accidental, I swear.
So we record, I think we've told people this before, but if you don't know, we record all of the month's episodes at once, which means we have 2 or 3 hours chatting. Usually at some point I will drag my cats in here too.
which
Pixie loves. And the other thing I feel really bad about is that when we record, it's nighttime for me, so I'm usually recording with a glass of wine.
Whereas I'm recording with a cup of tea.
Can you be more English? What about you? What was your favorite moment?
I think it was us recording the butt coffee episode.
Oh my God.
I mean,
I'd forgotten about that. How did we make it through?
We had so much fun with that. I mean, that's probably the most I've laughed this whole year. It was just truly excellent. So much fun. It was just, it was just so funny. And we just kept laughing. And I could see Nikki's face the entire time. And I can see her pissing herself laughing, trying not to laugh, trying to hold it in. And it's just a beautiful thing to witness.
I guess, you know, people, I think I told people that in that episode that I find butt jokes really funny. It was really hard for me to get through that episode. My friends were like, I can't believe you're recording an episode about that, because how are you gonna make it through? But we did.
But we did.
Yay,
we made it through that. Not only that, but we have made it through 2020. You've all made it through 2020. Congratulations, guys. Yes, you did
bravo.
It. 2020 big is pretty award. Much over. And so all that's really left to say is thank you so much for voting, and especially thank you so much for listening to us over the course of this year. It has been an absolute pleasure to enter into your ear space, consensually, of course. We hope we've brought a bit of sense and a bit of humour to 2020, which has, let's be honest, been about as shit as some of these films have.
Yes, it's been a shit of a year. We will see you again in early 2021. We're going to have some time out. We're going to mentally, physically prepare ourselves for recording another lot of episodes. We are going to eat all of the things that these films told us not to, because they taste good despite them.
And also I'm moving house.
Yeah, Pixie's moving house. I'm sorting my life out. There's just a lot going on. But in the meantime, you have got all that time to re-listen to our episodes. Oh my God, lucky you. Please don't forget to leave us a 5-star rating. Please don't forget to subscribe, because that's how people find us. If you have questions or comments, get in contact with us on email, inbadtastepodcast@gmail.com. Tell us what you want to hear next year. Is there something that you are absolutely dying to have us rip into? Let us know.
Because we will do it.
Oh, we'll totally do it. Like, as you've heard, we are very, very amenable to going with peer pressure when it comes to picking these films. You can find us on our socials. Pixie is at Pixie Nutrition and I am at Dr. Nikki Stamp. And we will leave you some links and some other good stuff in the show notes below. Merry Christmas, everybody.
Happy 2020 is almost over, party.
You pass the champagne.
Oh, and pass the cheese.
Don't you mean cow pus?
Don't. I cannot start with that. I'm too tired.
I'm sorry.
It's been a long year.
Amazing.
Bye.
Oh, we're so smooth at this.
Oh, God.
31 episodes and we still don't know what we're doing.
Cue the outtakes.
Anywho, I'm going to start that again.
Without further ado. So, without further ado, Dr. Oh, fucking hell. Dr. Caldwell Esselstyn. I can't say anything. Esselstyn?
Esselstyn? Yeah, Esselstyn. Esselstyn. I mean, who cares if we get it right?
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.